Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's not all just Antonio Brown. Evidence suggests, circumstantial and otherwise, that it's not just him. We know that. But you know that management is always going to take the path of least resistance, so to speak. What is it easier to replace as far as if you're going to move on for a mercurial superstar talent? They're going to move on from the wide receiver before they move on from the quarterback. It's just the way it's going to be, whether we like it or not, okay? And there is a track record of the Pittsburgh Steelers being able to draft and develop wide receivers as well as any team in the NFL. As far as football character and how it fits into the grand scheme of things, there's a problem. Oh, there's a big problem, and I'll tell you this. It's very rare that you see the Pittsburgh Steelers at the very top come out and speak out the way they did.
Louis Riddick, ESPN, former Pitt guy, scout, and worked in front offices. Ed Bouchette joins me now from the Pittsburgh Travel Showcase at the Convention Center. Ed, what are your thoughts on what Riddick said there?
That surprises me that he said that because I think Louis has a really good reputation, but... What are you going to do with a quarterback? He wants him to get rid of the quarterback?
No, he said receiver always loses that battle.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, of course he does. Plus, the receiver is the one who threw the fit and didn't show up. I mean, what are we? Yeah. What's the issue? You know what I mean?
And I don't know how much you've heard of this, but I've really only criticized Ben for two things. The first thing is, after the Denver game, I didn't think those comments were necessary. Brown was going to take some of them as a slight, throw it to Juju four times, flat route. We've got a half dozen number one wide receivers. I didn't get the motivation behind those comments. That's the first thing. The other thing is the timing of getting into it with Brown the Wednesday after he had a huge Saints game. I don't get that either.
And
that's as far as I go with the criticism of Ben in this specific instance.
Yeah, I think that stuff goes on in practice all the time. I don't think that was the big deal to me. To me, the big deal was when Juju got the MVP, and I think that's what set Antonio off.
So when he got to practice on Wednesday, he was already aware of the MVP vote?
No. MVP vote didn't take place till Thursday morning.
So
Mike announces it at the walkthrough to the team.
On Saturday.
Thursday.
They
have a walkthrough every morning.
Okay.
Before or right around.
Was AB at that walkthrough?
I think he was.
And then he didn't show up for practice that afternoon.
Yes.
Okay.
And because Ben said he and AB sat down and hashed things out Thursday. And everything was fine. And then came the MVP vote. Now, do I know that was the case? No. But we've been speculating all along that the timing certainly looks like it. And put yourself in his spot. Now, not that he did, but here you've been the guy the whole time, not just the guy, the Hall of Fame guy, the four-time MVP, and you lead the league in touchdown catches, only a couple catches behind this kid. You're partly the reason he's catches those that many passes because you're drawing the attention away from him. And he gets the team MVP. Now, I've said I think they should do away with that award. And this is the one that came to a head. But you slight people all the time. They slight Ben all the time. It's almost like it's a popularity award more than it is a MVP.
Why would you announce your team MVP before the season is over?
Well, that's another good reason. I don't know. I don't know. They've always done it that way, though. And usually it's not a big deal. It was a big deal. I remember when Barry Foster won it way back when, because he came to the press conference and instead of, hey, I'm just happy, thank you, my teammates, he started complaining about his contract. So this was not the MVP press conference, but I think the reaction to it.
What do you make of Rooney's comments to your newspaper?
I think they intend to trade him. I really do. Art Rooney is not one to, and none of the Rooneys were, one to come out strong on stuff like that, willy-nilly, if you will, shoot from the hip, and that's not what he did. But I'm just saying, you know, he's very measured, Andrew, more so than Dan, his dad. But this is real telling, and I think that's their intention is to trade him.
They're not going to cut him. He made
no,
that
why
clear.
Would you cut him? Then he can go where he wants and get his own contract. And no, they're not going to do that. Even if somebody's just going to give him a six-round pick and they take that, I think, just to put him somewhere else. They don't want to put him in the AFC, I don't think. At least not with a contender.
But what if one of those teams makes the best deal?
Well, then you have to weigh what's the best deal versus, you know, it's not going to be in the division, you know
that.
Would
they take Belichick's call?
They'll take it, sure. Yeah.
So they're not going into this thinking, under no circumstance would we trade him to the Patriots or an AFC North team?
I don't think they'd trade him to an AFC North team. I think they'd draw the line there. They're not going to do that. But
because he's a player Belichick would have interest in, no doubt.
Maybe, yeah. And he'd probably go up there and toe the line. You would have
he'd be gone. For a little while. I think we see that.
Yeah.
Guys get there, Randy Moss, and then eventually they revert back to themselves.
But what are the Patriots going to give you?
Why wouldn't they give you a first-round pick?
It's the end of the first round.
It's still a first-round
pick. I'm looking for a better one than that. San Francisco's really intriguing.
There
it really is.
I would be shocked if they traded the second pick in the draft for him. I don't think there's any way that happens.
Yeah, sometimes you can have a three-way deal sometimes, too, work your way down, and Steelers would wind up with maybe a 12th round.
Give me the lowest first-round pick that would make you say yes.
Well, first of all, I'm trading him, so I'm not, you know, I'm giving.
He's going
I'm
to the
taking
highest
the best. Yeah, I'm taking the best offer, but you'd think you'd like to get above 20. That's where they're drafting, number 20. You'd like to get above 20. And, hey, maybe they can get more. I've talked to a few people. Some people didn't even think they could get a first-round pick, but, you know, I was talking to you before about Mike. Before we went on the air about Mike Freeman, he's covered the NFL for a long time, and he said he's talked to some people, and some people may be ready to pony up for him.
And my theory is Rooney doesn't make these comments if he isn't up to speed, if he hasn't had preliminary conversations with Kevin Colbert and others about the market for the player. If it's a cold market, I think he speaks in more generalities. I really do. Because you could interpret his comments and think they absolutely are going to trade him. He'd lose leverage.
Yeah.
But they know there's going to be multiple bids on the player is my expectation.
But him saying they won't cut him and he can't envision him being with the team, there's only one alternative,
right? Yeah, they box you into one thing, yeah.
Trade him. You could also, you know, Oakland is another intriguing one.
Because they've got two first-round picks after the fourth pick.
Yep.
So it's 24 and probably 27.
Yeah. It would be interesting. That's going to be interesting, and I'm eager to see what Le'Veon Bell, where he's going, and how much he's going to get.
I'm happy that you just brought that up, because one of the things I want to ask you about coming up is the player that you think, and don't answer it now, the player that you think will have more interest, the guy that will have more teams interested in him, Le'Veon Bell or Antonio Brown. You like that question?
Yeah, I do. I haven't thought of it that way.
You told me something interesting. You've never... This is your first time down here at the Travel Showcase. You've never been on a train before.
No, just
a train
subways.
Trip.
Yes.
A real train trip.
Never. And I picked up this Rail Vacations by, who was that?
Amtrak.
Amtrak. Just to look through.
Last big vacation you went on.
Oh, we went to, it wasn't a big vacation. We went to New Orleans last year, but the last big one was.
My wife is there right now.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, she loves it.
Me too. I've been there 17
times. I got married there.
Did you? Oh, that's right, you did. 17 times I've been there, and I've been there once on my own. Every other one was business trip, and I love it.
What is the thing you have to do when you go to New Orleans?
Walk.
Jackson Square, French Quarter.
Yeah, walk during the day, I may add. I may emphasize, during the day, walk all over the French Quarter, everywhere. Go every last piece of it.
They give you a plastic cup. You can walk outside.
No, not drink. Just walk.
I didn't
see the sights.
You could put water in there. I'm just saying.
And then at night, you can hit Bourbon Street.
Yeah.
You know, but you want to stay on Bourbon at night because it gets a little
dicey.
Yes, dicey is a good word on those side streets at night. It can.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.